Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, back with you again, and today we're going to talk about how does the Soul Center program work? And the first issue is really the credentialed platform opportunity discussion. So this is an important discussion. So Soul Centers offer a variety of Christian ministries that are directly connected to the credentialed minister. All ministry is founded on a reproducible walk with God as revealed in the Bible. So, and again, that was talking about these practices that we are going to be talking about in this class that define the religious society. But I want to focus on credentialed minister platform. What that means is, as you complete your programs of study, out of that study and the credentials you hold, you will be able to start a soul center that will be geographically marked in our directory. Next, it's a calling and gifts-based ministry opportunity. The credentialed minister of Christian Leaders Alliance senses the calling to use their gifts and ministry training to maintain a soul center, a local religious society of the Christian Leaders Alliance. So what I'd like you to do is read Romans chapter 12 on your own. Just go ahead and read it. And it's exciting to notice and see how there's the be renewed with the transforming of your mind. So we know that God is in the transforming of souls business. But then it looks as if the Apostle Paul is saying, okay, so all of these soul centers, you know, one person's gift is this and one person's gift is that. And out of all of these unique gifts come many varieties of ministry to the community, to the church. So a calling and gifts-based ministry is what soul centers are all about. Next, I want to talk more about the credentialed ministers platform. The minister of the Soul Center is a credentialed minister in good standing with the Christian Leaders Alliance Soul Center program. The people this leader ministers to are not formal members of the Christian Leaders Alliance. Soul Centers are a religious society of Christian leaders who minister locally. Each minister is encouraged to inspire others to hear the call of God to minister and potentially create and maintain a soul center based on their gifts. So what we're focused on in this religious society is on the leaders, the ministers, your calling on you. And we invite you to create and maintain a soul center, whether it's a local cell soul center or it's a practice, coaching practice, or it's a church or a house church, or so many ways in which you have a local manifestation of your credentialed, your gifted, your ministry trained based platform that now you have a local in a geographic location. Now, we mentioned that members of your soul center or church are not necessarily members of the Christian Leaders Alliance. This is a religious society specifically focused on leaders. Now, we hope that you will share Christian Leaders Alliance, that you will put on your mission giving list to support Christian leaders as we reach the world with free ministry training and all of that. But our goal is to help you have that platform to serve the Lord. I love Romans chapter 15's description of how the Apostle Paul thought about his ministry program. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. by the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Spirit. So from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. When the Apostle Paul says, I will not build on someone else's foundation, it was an acknowledgement that there were other soul centers, that is, other churches, other ministries from early apostles. And you see how the Apostle Paul doesn't want to mix in a negative way with the other ministries that are out there. His goal is to preach Christ in the opportunities that he has to proclaim Christ by what he has said and by what he has done, by his actions through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's how it is with your soul center. This is your soul center based upon the credentials and interest and calling of what you have. And as you finish your program, go forward and minister and reach people through your local geographic soul center. Statement of faith grounded. So one of the things that becomes very important in the program of a soul center is that it is pursued by people who have a walk with God, a life that people point to that, oh, that's a respectable person. And we talk about this in the connections class about the qualifications for ministry, and all those qualifications are extremely important. But we also talk about doctrine. So there's a statement of faith that's in this handbook that is the statement of faith for the Christian Leaders Institute, the college, the alliance. In this statement of faith, we say, hey, this is how the scriptures talk about some of the most important topics and issues. 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So this system is a way in which credentialed ministers can then launch their local ministries in a credible system. So what types of credentials do we offer? And if you've been around Christian Leaders Alliance, you'll know that we have five roles that we support. They are officiants, commissioned, licensed, and ordained ministers, coaching ministers, and then we have specializations. So as you are a credentialed minister, depending on whether you have some or more time to volunteer, whether you're in a part-time situation, maybe a ministry biz, or whatever, there are ways in which your studies and your credentialing will allow you to launch your local point of impact, and that's your local soul center. Here's something very important to talk about, and that is the global religious society connected to the local. And this, in a lot of ways, before I dive into this, this is just sort of a church order thing. It's in the kind of fine print here. Most of you will never really pay too much attention to this, but this could impact some of you because it's an important aspect of credibility in a religious society. So let's talk about that now. So soul centers are local Christian religious societies connected to the global ministry of Christian Leaders Alliance. The global society can remove someone from the soul center's directory. The alliance leadership makes this decision. The Christian Leaders Alliance staff may remove a credentialed leader from the directory if the alliance team believes that they are not in good standing with the following. That is, the vision of Christian Leaders Alliance and soul centers, the practices of competency, or the lack of loving walk with God, and doctrinal problems. The decision to remove someone from the directory can be appealed to the Global Minister Commission of the Christian Leaders Alliance via a Zoom hearing for resolution and restatement of the credentialed ministers. Credentialed minister. So what this is, okay, so I'll give you some examples. You know, somebody went through classes and they got a good grade, but they didn't really pay attention. Or let's say we find out that someone's recommendations were falsified. Or let's say someone leaves a good path and then turns onto some doctrine that isn't supported at Christian Leaders Alliance. Or let's say someone gets involved in some type of abusive relationship in their ministry. The reality is everybody is local. You know, what you do, you are responsible before the laws of the land. It is not the responsibility of Christian Leaders Alliance to be responsible for every one of your actions, because you are responsible before the laws of the land when you do your ministry. But we also believe that ministry must have effect, that you must actually help people. We believe that if a report comes to us and we can deem that as a credible report, that you are dropping the ball, so to speak, we will take you off the directory. But we want to give you a formal way to appeal that. Maybe that charge against you, because it says in the Bible, you know, if there's a charge against a elder, there's more than one person, and let's say the charge is true. Well, we want you also to have a process of appealing this if for some reason we have it wrong. Our goal here is to create a very credible, soul-centered directory of leaders who take this, their walk serious, take their life serious, their doctrine serious, and take their ministry serious. But we do have a process that if we get it wrong, we can have our staff, also another look beyond our staff and team at the Alliance who administers. We also have others, so that in truly we have a covering of outstanding commissioned ministers as we go forward in a program of how to mobilize thousands of soul centers and maybe more throughout the world.